Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight we have a different yet very unique program. We have a CD we're going to listen. It is a sort of bootleg recording of Bill Evans, the great pianist Bill Evans, and another Brazilian pianist called Luiz Essa. It happened on September 29, 1979. Bill Evans had just played on that day at Sala Cecilia Meirelles in Rio, and after the concert on that evening, the trio was persuaded by Brazilian pianist Luiz Essa. The trio The trio was persuaded by Brazilian pianist Luiz Essa, a member of the Tamba Trio, to come to a nightclub at the Lagoa neighborhood in Rio. That club was called Chico's Bar, where actually Luiz Essa played regularly. Luiz Essa and Bill Evans actually knew each other and had met several times in the past. Because this was sort of an informal meeting, not a planned recording, the audio sound is not really of great quality, but it is certainly worth it listening just for its musical content when two extraordinary pianists just get together, sit down, and play. One also throughout the recording can listen to audible comments, voice comments, when both Bill Evans and Luiz Essa talk to each other. Luiz Essa is known as the composer of the jazz standard The Dolphin, which Evans had recorded on his From Left to Right album.
Thank you.
We just heard to a completely improvised set of music when the great pianist Bill Evans in Rio in 1979, after one of his concerts, went to the Chico's bar and with the Brazilian pianist Luiz Essa simply sat down and improvised. Again, the sound quality is not the best because this is not a studio recording. The value of it is for us to witness two great pianists getting together and just playing without any previous preparation. In fact, someone on that day had the good sense to ask the club's DJ to record the music. When the impromptu gig ended, that person left the club with an hour-long reel. 30 years later, in 2010, this bootleg tape was released by Jazz Lips, a British label, as Bill Evans and Luiz Essa, Piano Four Hands. One of the numbers in that recording actually brings the Brazilian singer Leni Andrade, and she sang the well-known Brazilian tune Wave. For that number, actually, Bill Evans was not playing, but his bass player, Mark Johnson, was. Here is an all-improvised Wave on the voice of Leni Andrade and the pianist Cidinho.
Amor, é impossível. possível ser feliz sozinho, 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 sozinho.
Mark Jansen, thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Evans and the Brazilian pianist Luiz Essa improvising at the Chico's Bar in 1979. That is what we're listening. I know the sound quality is not excellent, but the musical quality is extremely interesting, as that was a completely improvised session. Thank you so much for joining us on From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Join us back next Friday at 7 p.m. right here on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh. You can also live stream our program on wrct.org. But before we go, here is again Bill Evans and Luiz Essa, this time with a version of Corcovado. Right after that, they try to play one-note samba but end up playing the jazz. But end up playing the jazz standard Stella by Starlight. Enjoy it.
Thank you. You want to play this like a samba or
thank you. Mete um bloco lá, mete um bloco lá.